is cold outside, and the hardest part that I can't take away the chill of the night. And I've been pining on and on about how everything's wrong, as if to throw away everything I own. The weather changed again, but the city looks the same, though I can't find the sun from the chill in the air. Be that as it may, I fall on better days. Be that as it may, I fall on better days.
Nowhere is a place somewhere hidden in the face. Every dream I've had, it doesn't quite exist. Doesn't pay to blink, cause it's later than you think. Your whole life could change with a little bit. A promise is a lie with a prettier disguise. Like I love you for the rest of my life. Be
six o'clock in the morning, and here I am.
Morning without morning, morning.
All right, folks, we're back live. We're about to go to break here in a moment, but let's go ahead and bring her up. The website's paulanelsonband.com. She's Paula Nelson, an amazing artist in her own right, and of course, not just a musician, but lead vocals with the Paula Nelsa Band. There she is doing a duet with her father. We've interviewed twice in the last 3 weeks. Paula Nelson, thanks for coming on with us.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. It's great to have you on. I saw you had a new record out or a new album out in the news, and I wanted to have you on to talk about just your music, your dad, your whole philosophy, just everything. Where are you right now?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, so you're back in Austin. I heard you've been on the road.
Yeah, we went to Alpine and Odessa, and we go to Fort Worth tomorrow, and then back here in Austin. But, traveling's good.
It certainly is. When did the new record come out, Lucky 13?
We had a few printed out in December for friends and family, especially I've been saying since March, that it'd be due in a month. So by December, we got out about 500 or so, and then actually we're doing a CD release party this Friday night with Joe Ely here at the Saxon Pub in Austin, so that'll be the official release.
Oh, perfect. I talked to some folks just a few weeks ago who said they saw you at the Saxon Pub. You play there, once a week, don't you?
Yep, every Wednesday night. We've been doing that for the last couple of years, and, it's a paid rehearsal, and we got all our friends and family there, so it's a nice addition to the week.
Now, it gets pretty jam-packed, doesn't it? That's just up the street from where I'm broadcasting from on South Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty packed in there. It's definitely one of my favorite clubs in Austin. It's just a really feel-good kind of spot, and you can sit down and enjoy the music.
I don't have an ear for it, but I'm told it has great acoustics.
It does. It really does. Well, I think it's just the way, like I said, you can sit down. There's a lot of clubs in Austin that are big warehouse-type venues, and it's easy to lose the music in there, but Saxon Pub's kind of like a little Cheers here in Austin.
Well, we're going to play some little cuts from your album, not the whole songs, but part of a few of them, if that's okay, when we get back from break, with our guest, Paula Nelson from the Paula Nelson Band, paulanelsonband.com. We have links up on Infowars.com right now. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us. Mm-hmm.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Nelson, daughter of Willie Nelson, an amazing musician and singer, vocalist in her own right, with the group Paula Nelson Band. We just played a duet with her and her father. She's with us till 40 after. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, father of Reaganomics, comes on to talk about what's happening to the economy and Greenspan calling for basically dumping the dollar. You know, when we got Willie on 3 weeks ago for the first time, you notice for about 20 minutes I didn't throw any hard questions at him because I'm such a big fan. I wanted to hear about growing up, music, his family. And then Willie's like, hey, let's get into some hardcore issues. We're not going to get into too many of those today, though I do want to talk about her father because he's such an icon and such a great person, but also her life, her family, what she's doing. But we couldn't have a Nelson on without, you know, getting into some of those issues, so we'll probably spend a little bit of time on that. Paula, you brought something up to me pretty amazing, though, during that last break when we had a few minutes to talk, and that I didn't even know about, that happened the first time your dad came on, and then he came back on still again to show him the type of guy he is. And I think it's pretty historical and important, but do you think we should just out of the gates mention that or just leave it alone?
Well, I think that's something that's, you know, not that happens often when people state their opinions, and, you know, there's strong opinion against it and strong against opinions for it. So, well, I'll just leave that up to you. I mean, I don't want to cause any more problems, but there's just are a lot of sensitive people out there.
Well, we got to stand up to them, and that's why I think we should, since you brought it up, mention it, that there's a lot of scum out there. You know, 80% of the American people are against the war. It's our right as Americans to be against the war. The war has been proven to be a fraud, and your father's gotten some threats and things over that. Also talking about the towers, when a lot of engineers and architects said it looked like a controlled demolition. And, you know, I mean, just to hear from you that somebody was death-threatening your dad, and then he's such a classy guy that when he came back on, he didn't even talk about that. It just, those individuals are despicable, and it's just all the more reason people need to know how despicable they are.
Well, I definitely agree with that. You know, when the Dixie Chicks went through their stuff, and, you know, I think it's just mainly when we're fighting for peace and we're giving death threats, that doesn't really make sense, and that kind of goes with the whole war in the first place. You know, that kind of covers a lot of territory.
Well, the individuals that do that, if you can find out who they are, I just call the police on them. I mean, that is just despicable to try to intimidate our free speech. I mean, don't we have a right as Americans, even if it was an unpopular view, and by the way, his views are popular, isn't it our right, Paula Nelson, to have those views?
Well, most definitely, most definitely. And, you know, I mean, my dad, as we all know, is one of the most loving men in this whole world. I mean, he is an icon. He'd do anything for anybody. He does so much for his own family, for the family farmers. I mean, he's done this for 40, 50 years. You know, the man's 70, 75, 76, and he's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps giving, 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 and, you know, so the whole idea of anyone getting death threats, but especially someone who's just speaking out for peace, and I think we all just need to kind of wake up and look at the situation the world is in and make differences where we can, especially in awareness, you know, whatever that may be, just finding out what's really going on.
Well, I can't think of anything more American than what your father does speaking out. As Teddy Roosevelt said, it's our duty as patriotic Americans to expose corrupt governments. But some people say, no, we're not supposed to ask questions. That sounds like Nazi Germany, though, when you're supposed to shut your mouth and not speak up.
No, I believe most definitely, you know, especially if we should speak up and stand up for what we believe in. Most definitely, I believe that, you know. There's some things that, like I said, I don't quite speak out on yet because I don't really know all the answers, you know. There's a lot of uncovered stuff out there. And I, you know, with my stuff, I write about what I know. Most definitely in my own life, you know, with my own music and the things that are happening in the world and family and people around me. But as far as, you know, I really just try and research everything as much as possible. And like I said, what's going on is terrible. The war is terrible. No one should be for this.
Well, talking to your father, I mean, I was already a huge fan from the time I was a small child, living, you know, being born and bred here in Texas and then in Austin. But I did more research on your dad before and after I had him on when I knew he was coming on, and to find out that he gives so much to so many charities and so much time to charities and then never even talks about how much he's given. I mean, he is an incredible person.
He really is. You know, he's just, like I said, he's done so much for his own family and families all over the world. And, you know, I love and support him no matter what he does, as I know he does me.
Well, to your dad's credit and the Dixie Chicks and others, they spoke out before and at the start and during the war, and a lot of people tried to demonize them, but I think the Chicks have come out even better on the other side of this and more respected. Big films being made about them, obviously. Your father, if it was possible, has only gotten bigger and more respected. So I think at the end of the day, the moral here is we can't let bullies intimidate us from not using our First Amendment right to free speech.
Yep, I totally agree. I totally agree.
And I think, you know, the person that made those threats, I think they need to know that they failed because your dad came back on the show and spoke out even more. And he went on Democracy Now! National television and spoke out last week. And so I would just tell those individuals that they have failed. I want to talk more about your father and your family and your music later. But now let's get into the Paula Nelson Band, because I just love your voice. I mean, it just sounds like country gold to me, but with kind of a mix of modern to it. How would you describe your musical development and where it's led you today to the Paula Nelson Band?
Well, I mean, I definitely think couldn't help be influenced from all the talent, you know, surrounding me from birth between, you know, my father, of course, Waylon Jennings, Rita Coolidge, Jesse Coulter, you know, and of course Aretha Franklin. There's just so many. And then there were so many that we were surrounded with that I didn't even realize how cool and talented they were until I got older and really started appreciating music.
Johnny Cash.
Of course, Johnny and June, Roseanne, their daughter, you know, just all kids that we, Shooter, Jennings, we all grew up together, really. So I don't think we all, any of us really understood just, you know, what an honor it was to, what great music and what a great influences we were under. Even, you know, with all the pros and cons, of course, too, you know, it was hard growing up in school being Willie Nelson's daughter. I just would rather kind of blend in rather than stick out. But, you know, it taught me a lot of lessons and made me stronger.
Well, you're a sweetheart to spend time with us, and I get the same spirit from you that I get from your dad and other folks, you know, who do love, you know, just being good, decent people. Paula, there's so many nuggets. I'm a huge Waylon Jennings fan, huge Johnny Cash fan. I mean, not just a fan of their music, but what they stood for, everything. And people are always wanting to know more about the narrative of their lives. Behind the scenes, growing up, being around them, around their kids, any interesting stories or nuggets about Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, or any of these people?
Well, yeah, actually, there's a few pictures out there. I think there's a couple on my MySpace site. But when I was, I was probably 5 or 6, and Waylon and his band, and he had a drummer. His name's Richie Albright, and I just had a crush on both of them. And, you know, at a very early, I'd run up to Waylon, he'd give me a kiss and say, "Who's number one?" And I'd say, "You are." And then I'd take off and I'd run into Richie Albright and he'd say, "Paula," and he'd pick me up and I'd give him a kiss and say, "You are."
Oh,
tell
man.
Him he was number one. And then my mom said I'd see both of them coming and just take off the other direction. So, you know, at an early age, I knew, well, I don't want to have to choose between the two. But, you know, they were all my uncles and my buddies and my, that's just one of the many, many stories I can think of that was kind of comical.
I mean, just from afar and seeing him in a few shows, Waylon Jennings had an amazing presence, didn't he? Or what was it like knowing him in person?
You know, like I said, it didn't click to me that they were any different than anybody else's parents or family members. I didn't really understand that they were different or that dad was different or our family was different in any way until, you know, the kids in school got old enough to really remind me. Or let me know that we were different. Like, well, what is it like to know so many people? And what is it like to be rich? And I personally didn't have a dime to my name, you know, me, myself. So I didn't understand. So that made it a little bit difficult. But then after I got out of school and was able to hang out and, you know, with the likes of Waylon and Leon, I was just in awe by their talent and their, you know, it was Uncle Waylon and Uncle Leon and Dad and I didn't even know how hard it was to play the guitar. I didn't realize what a great guitar player or songwriter it was until I tried to do both on my own and then realized just how cool my dad, talented really he is.
Last time I had your father on last Monday, I brought up, when did did he start out being this, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, a really calm, zen, sweet guy? Because, I mean, being around your dad a few times, amazing presence. Or did he develop that? I think he kind of said it just developed in the things that happened in life. I mean, you've been there for a big portion of your dad's life. I mean, it seems like your dad just gets better with time, or his whole spirit gets even stronger with time. Or was he always like that when you were even a child?
You know, I think he's always been like that. He's always been really calm and cool. Like I said earlier, you know, what you see is what you get. He doesn't put on any airs or, you know, I'm Willie Nelson and look what all I do. He is just the most down-to-earth person that there is, and he's hysterically funny. And we're both black belts in Taekwondo.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a machine. We call him the Energizer Bunny. He's just, he's awesome.
He certainly is. When we get back, we're going to talk more about your new album, Lucky 13. What a great name for an album and great tracks. We've been listening to them the last few days. And, folks, you want to get a copy of the new CD, it's at paulanelsonband.com. There's a link there on the site to her MySpace. It's a great MySpace page. I was just looking at it while we were talking. We'll be right back with Paula Nelson from the Paula Nelson Band.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our 1 hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
It doesn't feel like it's all right. I go through this every night. It doesn't hurt to set aside something meaning in this entirety, just like it used to be. Misunderstood most every day.
Find Your Way, that's on the album Lucky 13. You can get it at paulanelsonband.com and stores here and there around the country. You can also go to our MySpace and find out more, again, at paulanelsonband.com. You know, that's also got like a bluesy sound, like a blues slash country. I mean, I'm not really an expert on describing music, but I certainly like it. I know a lot of folks here in Austin that I run into that are big big fans of your music. I mean, how would you describe your genre of music, Paula?
Well, I think there's definitely the blues in there. You know, I love country, but I'm more of a fan of the old country, you know. And so Ray Charles and, you know, I think it's more of a southern rock, maybe, you know, because there are definitely some rocking songs. But, you know, of course, I love Bonnie Raitt, you know, and then so people here in Austin, of course, Tony Price, a huge influence. Carolyn Wonderland rocks, too. So, you know, Luann Barton, Angela Straley, I've had all kinds of local influences as well as, you know, all over the place.
There's a lot of tracks on here. Coming back out of the next break, what do you think is a good song for us to play part of?
Day to Day Love is one of my favorites, of course, because my dad and my little brother Luke sing harmony with me, and of course my dad plays guitar, and then Tosca is playing on the song, and it's just a beautiful one. And Fire Below, I'm pretty partial to that one too.
What was the first instrument that you played, Paula?
I started playing piano when I was about 4 or 5, and I didn't take lessons. I just played by ear. In fact, I was convinced that the Partridge Family had stolen a song from me because I started playing I Think I Love You, but the first song that I started playing, not actually the way the song sounds, but at 5, I was writing my own. And then so I played the piano for a while and then took up guitar. My dad bought me my first guitar. And I had no idea how hard it was to play the guitar. It's much easier playing the pianos. But, you know, I do all my writing with either one.
You know, I don't know the first thing about guitar playing, but I asked Jimmy Vaughn. I said, Willie Nelson's a great guitar player, isn't he? And he goes, oh, he's a fabulous guitar player. And that your dad is constantly changing things and improvising, kind of like you know, some of the other greats, that so many times he plays something different each time.
You know, he definitely has a very unorthodox way of playing. He puts his, I think it was Bob Dylan that said he puts his own trip on everything, you know, and he does. Whatever he does, you can always tell it's him playing because he's got his own style in everything he does.
Jimi Hendrix did that, too. He was always improvising, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, it's just amazing. Like I said, I didn't realize how hard it was until I tried to play one, and then I paid attention to how my dad played his, and pretty cool.
What's the story on your dad's famous guitar? How old is that, and how did it get the big hole in it?
Well, it's a classical guitar, so it doesn't have a pick guard, to my knowledge, and so that is just from him strumming for the last, I could think he started when he was in his 30s, late 20s, 30s. Well, he started singing on stage when he was 5 at his dad's pool hall. And then it just progressed from there. But I'm not quite sure how old that guitar is, but it's got to be at least 40-some years old.
And
because I'm 38. So
what's his nickname for the guitar?
Trigger.
That's right, Trigger. I wanted to make Trigger. Do you have a favorite guitar, Paula?
I do. I have a Guild, actually, guitar that my dad got me, and I named her Gilda. So I still got it. Didn't have a big old hole on the side, but she's a good one.
Gilda, that's kind of like an enchanted name.
Well, it was a guild, so I just added an A. You know, it wasn't really that creative, but it's a good one.
How long have you had Gilda?
I've had Gilda for 16 years.
Now you've been playing a long time. You've had bands for a while. It seems, just from the buzz I hear and I'm around the country, that your group's really starting to pick up some steam.
Yeah, it really is. We've spent the last just over 2 years playing together, you know, all the 3-4 times a week. And we mentioned the Saxon Pub earlier. They were kind enough to give us a residency there, which is just great. It's given us great time to practice and try out new material. And Landis Armstrong, my lead guitar player, is phenomenal. He's just a machine. George DeBoer is a wonderful rock star in his own right here in this town. And Kevin Remy plays drums. Chris Johnson plays bass. Matt Hubbard was playing. I've known him for years. He played with us for a while, and he...
Paula, stay there. Stay there. Final segment with you on the other side. Paula Nelson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, it's cold outside, and the hardest part that I can't take away the chill of the night. And I've been pining on and on about how everything's wrong, as if to throw away everything I own. The weather changed again, but the city looks the same, though I can't find the sun from the chill in the air. Be that as it may, fall on better days. Be that as it may, I fall on better days.
Nowhere is a place for my head and my face. Every dream I've had, it doesn't quite exist. It doesn't pay to blink, cause it's later than
she's got an amazing voice. Paula Nelson Band, paulanelsonband.com. Get the new CD, Lucky 13. By the way, she is a busy lady. This is just what she's doing tomorrow. Fox 7 morning show here locally. KUT, the big NPR station at noon, 90.5. Then the White Elephant Saloon, Fort Worth, Texas. That's all tomorrow. Waterloo Records, the 28th, Superstore here in Austin. The Saxon Pub, this Friday. KGSR, it's going to be broadcasting that. The Saxon Pub, again, Wednesday, March 5th, just goes on and on. Paula, I really do owe a debt to you, your father, everybody, the courage that you had speaking out against the war early on, the poems, everything you and your family went through, because your dad really is a class act. You're a class act. And I just want to thank you for coming on and being part of this show, Paula.
Well, thank you so very much, and I'll come back anytime.
Yeah, we've just got a few minutes left here together, and if it's okay, I'm going to play part of some of the other tracks throughout the rest of this week with your new album, Lucky 13.
Thank you so much.
But just getting back to you and your father, people just love, because they admire your father so much, to know behind-the-scenes stuff or about the type of person he is or stories, to add to the great Willie Nelson lore. Are there any stories that stick in your mind that you've told before, or any other stories that are poignant or touching or interesting or funny that you've never told, Paula?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's, like I said earlier, there's so many. One, seeing him in a Santa suit is hysterical when he was trying to be Santa, when my sister didn't know yet. So seeing him, and he got busted because he was wearing the same type of running socks that he always wore. He always had the same kind, same brand, and so my sister busted him and wouldn't talk to us for days. Seeing him on a pair of skis is pretty funny, because his whole face just freezes over. But he's just, he's the funniest man alive. He's always got a joke and always got a positive, optimistic attitude, and he's very involved and aware and hip on a lot of stuff, and he cares. He genuinely cares,
No, he is. He's quote, more hip than some 25-year-old in South Austin.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, for 75, it's just amazing. And the times I've talked to him on the phone or in person, I mean, it's not an act. It's genuine. He's always saying funny things. He's always trying to make you feel at ease. He's just a classic Texan. I tell you, they don't make him like that anymore, I don't think.
No, well, you're totally right. I love him. He belongs to the world, but he's wonderful.
Well, he is your daddy, and Paula, in your own right. I mean, it's like a blues slash, like, country gold, or even before that, kind of like a Hank Williams mix, or I hear, I mean, what were the main influences on you? I mean, obviously your father, but female influences from a vocalist.
Early on it was Rita Coolidge and Jesse Coulter. They were my idols. I would just look at them on stage and think, I just want to be them, Of course, in that same era, the Linda Ronstadt and Emmy Lou Harris, and then it moved on to Bonnie Raitt, Janis Joplin, of course, Winona Judd, it just, the list goes on, and there's so many here in Austin and out in the world that aren't on the radio that they're just fantastic too. So, I just try and listen and get influence from everything I hear.
Well, there is an amazing music scene. It's not hyped here in Austin, just so many great people. And North Austin, Central Austin, South Austin, I mean, 7 days a week, you've got just scores of great choices. Sometimes do you want to get off the road or out of the studio and want to go hear some of that yourself?
I do. Clifford Antone from Antone's was, we had shared the same birthday, and he was a really, really good friend of mine, was very, very instrumental in helping me out in this town. He'd let me get up and sing anytime I came down to Antone's and sing Tina Nina New, and taught me how to play the guitar that my dad bought me. And
many people loved him. I mean, Jimmy Vaughn was really saddened when he just unexpectedly passed. What was that, last year?
Yeah, well, coming up, it devastated all of us. It was just way too soon, and he also was one of those people that did so much for so many people. So he was a great influence in my life, too. Very, very missed.
Well, tell your father that I appreciate him coming on a second time, even after he got death threats. And, Paula, I want to commend you for all you've done coming on and speaking out against the war. Paula Nelson, a daughter of Willie Nelson, but in her own right, an amazing musician and vocalist. PaulaNelsonBand.com and check out their great MySpace. There's a big link at the top of the site where you can go to her MySpace. And I'm going to take you up on that offer of a beer some night at the Saxon. I'll see you there, Paula, and God bless you.
You got it. God bless you too, Alan.
Take care. There goes Paula Nelson. And she told me that during the break. I'm not going to get into too many more details about people threatening her dad. But, again, that's these scumbag neocons. Hey, they're talking about indicting John Yoo now. You're not going to get away with destroying our country. Or maybe they will. You know, that's up to us to see. Okay, he came on very short notice, former Wall Street Journal editor. He's got, of course, father of Reaganomics, head of policy at the Treasury under Reagan. And he has said in the last couple of years here that I keep saying, well, when's it going to implode? Or will it be a slow slide or just from a bad recession? And he says, I don't know, Alex, but all the signs are bad and getting worse with the people running things. I'm trying to paraphrase here. But this is all in a question for you, Dr. Roberts. By the way, the second edition of his book about to come out. And then you keep saying it depends on if the dollar falls apart or keeps sliding. And the other economists and forecasters and experts we have on concur with what you're saying, that the key is keeping the dollar. And now Greenspan has come out, and I have multiple mainstream news articles here. I'm sure you've already seen this. And he talked to, let me find the actual quote here. He talked to a consortium of Arab leaders yesterday, and he said that depegging their currencies from the dollar is probably the most useful thing that can be done to stop the increasing influence of foreign assets in the monetary system, and therefore the monetary base and inflationary pressures. And he went on to say that in the short term, the free floating will not fully dissipate inflationary pressure, although it will significantly do so, Greenspan added, giving a green light to the Gulf states to drop the dollar peg. This is in a bunch of papers today. Dr. Roberts, A, telling them to start dumping the dollar, won't that cause more inflation as the dollar drops more for us? And why is he doing this? I mean, can you explain that to me, sir?
Well, Alex, I might can. I haven't seen these. I've been out running errands and haven't seen these releases. keep in mind, he's speaking to the oil producers about how to manage their own inflations, and when they're pegged to the dollar, they import ours. And so what he's saying is to prevent the sharp rise in the home prices is to stop importing the American inflation. And the way you do that is you break the peg. So I think that's what he's telling them. I don't know, you know, we don't import much from OPEC, but oil, and that price seems to be fixed according to American inflation anyhow. So I don't know that them breaking the peg would affect the oil price or have much direct effect on us.
Well, sir, I'm a novice, you know, compared to you, but I mean, just from my feeble understanding of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, I want the answers. And again, yeah. I appreciate you joining a short notice. If the dollar's already been devalued, they've already printed so much of it, and so that's causing the inflation or helping generate it, and then if the dollar goes down even more, and I would think that would happen if the Arabs start moving away from it, then won't that drive up our oil price because it'll be an even more devalued dollar?
Well, that's what I was trying to address. I'm not sure there's a direct connection between their peg to the dollar and dollar inflation. There is a direct peg, a direct connection between their peg to the dollar and their inflation. And I think that's what Greenspan was addressing. I think it's right, and what you seem to be suspicious of is that the psychological effect of the oil producers removing a dollar peg could cause a lot of people to think it meant something it didn't because of the psychological effect, and it could further weaken the willingness of people around the world to hold dollar assets. I think what will determine the future of the dollar is the willingness of foreigners to continue to accumulate dollar investments. And Yeah, sometimes a weaker dollar makes them more willing because they say, look, we can buy IBM now 30% cheaper because the dollar's gone down and it's priced in dollars. So the real question is, how many of our assets do they want to accumulate? And if they decide they don't want to accumulate them at the same rates they have in the past, and Washington keeps turning out trade and budget deficits at the same growth rates, then the dollar is going to continue to sink. And that's what the real issue is. It's the Chinese peg to the dollar could have more effect because we import so much from China, far more than we import from OPEC. As I've told you before on these shows, the manufacturing goods deficit of the United States is four times the size of the oil import deficit.
I mean, obviously, that's the big issue dragging us down from what you and others have said, who are experts on this. But again, just from a novice perspective, from what you've said and what other experts have said previously, it seems to be in unison that the creeping move away from the dollar overall is bad for the American citizen, the American taxpayer, the retiree, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And so just from my perspective and from what others are saying, him coming out and telling them to remove their peg off the dollar to a basket, that signals, again, a further exodus from the dollar and seems to be against the interest of the United States.
Well, I don't know that it's against the interest of the United States. And Greenspan may be thinking that what we need is more discipline at home, and it's hard to get discipline if the foreigners are willing to take up the slack. So if we can just continually behave irresponsibly, running huge budget and trade deficits, and the rest of the world is going to finance them, we're never going to stop. And so Greenspan may be thinking, and I don't know what he's thinking, but he may be thinking, look, if the rest of the world could actually impose some discipline on the United States, and if they did impose some discipline on us, it might be a good thing. It might help keep the entire world monetary system from breaking down as a result of American irresponsibility.
Shifting gears, you wrote an article, Who Will End the American Empire? And it's neocon crazies before they end the world. Give us your rundown of basically what you said in this great story you put out today.
Well, I was looking at the reaction of the American government to the demonstrations in Belgrade against the Kosovo independence and to the fact that the American embassy was damaged. All the Americans got in the government, they got all upset and they said, it's intolerable, our embassy's damaged, blah, blah, blah. But these are the same people who didn't think it was intolerable to give away a big chunk of Serbia, which is what the United States government did when it recognized the Kosovo separatist declaration last week of independence.
They also blew up the Chinese embassy and tried to trick the president into being there for an interview. I mean, that was clearly a setup right there.
Well, you mean back during the Clinton administration?
Yes.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is just the other day.
I mean, sure, Belgrade and what's happening in Kosovo and Pristina. No, certainly. I mean, NATO is handing over a portion of that country to the Muslims. And then how is Bush this anti-Muslim extremist when he's literally stealing about 20% of a sovereign nation?
It's the historic part of Serbia that they fought the Turks over, for several hundred years in the 14th and 15th century. So it's a very sore spot for the Serbs to wake up one morning and find out that the United States government has given away part of their country. And I was astonished that the Secretary of State, our UN ambassador, our former diplomat, would think that they could just give away part of a country and the country wouldn't care, wouldn't notice it, or wouldn't get mad. So it just shows the mentality of the United States government, that it is the sole arbiter of every country. What is a country? What part of it is theirs? We decide that. What part will we give to somebody? We decide that. This is a form of hubris and empire that the world has never seen before. This is the most amazing thing. And what is it all about? I've been trying to find out. It looks like there may be two things. Apparently, we have a massive military base in Kosovo. And apparently, it's something important to us in putting pressure on Russia. You know, we're trying to start a war with Russia.
Stay there. I wanted to just, we got 3 minutes on the other side. I want you to talk about that big picture. That's where I was going next. We have the Turks pouring into northern Iraq. We have Pakistan with nukes that we helped give them. The teeter-tottering on the edge of anarchy. We've got the Russians threatening to move nukes in and aim them at Ukraine. We've got global destabilization. I want to get your take on that, Dr. Roberts.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Final segment here, ladies and gentlemen. Retransmission starts in 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. In the first hour, we had the Academy Award winner on for the best documentary this year, The Inside of Torture at Abu Ghraib and other places. Eva Orner, amazing interview that restarts in 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. Dr. Roberts is our guest. Dr. Roberts, before the break, I mentioned all this destabilization that's going on. And you were, and I agree with what you're saying. It's like they're trying to start World War III. Is this a failing forward? And is that why you're saying, we talked during the break, that go ahead and let the dollar collapse? Maybe that's the only thing that will save us? Or what are you saying?
Well, I've been worried about the dollar's collapse because of the effect on American people. But if you think about it, a dollar's collapse would deprive the United States of its war-making capability. It wouldn't be able to go around attacking people as it does, you know. And all these attacks are based on lies and are not serving any American interest. And the attacks are getting more reckless. Now we've decided that we and we alone can split up Serbia, an independent country. We're putting tremendous pressure on Russia, ringing it with military bases. We're always threatening them. We're trying to break off other constituent parts of Russia by pouring money in there to buy local leaders and fund separatist movements. I mean, imagine if somebody was pouring money into the 50 states here, creating separatist movements. Washington would go ape, but that's the way it treats the rest of the world. That's what it's doing to the Russians. It would like to be able to do that in China. It's just that they hold us by the short hairs.
Well, I think there's a method to the madness, but overall, I think they do have hubris and are quite insane. Do you agree?
I do. They're insane and they're evil. They have no moral conscience, no sense of honor. This administration has no integrity. As far as I can tell, there's no one with any integrity would serve in the Bush administration at any level.
Well, it does seem that globally and nationally, people's confidence in them is evaporating. So we'll see what happens. I hope World War III doesn't break out in the near term. Dr. Roberts, thank you for being so kind and gracious to spend so much time with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care, Dr. Roberts. That's it for the show. Like I said, incredible interview with Academy Award winner. She just won the Academy Award. She produced the whole thing. Coming up when the show restarts in just a few minutes, I want to tell you about Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe vera, I've studied it. I've known this for 15 years. Is the best thing for your guts. It cleans them out like nothing else. These are super concentrated aloe vera essence tablets. It's a great deal. Give them a call. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe's is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy bowel function. And with all the toxins and things we eat, it's so important. Aloe vera is just a magic plant. Try it up there with hemp. Aloe's, all natural ingredients, naturally support just so much. Check it out, 800-569-4056. Also, folks, Freedom Law School is coming to Irvine, California, with not a bunch of kooks to get you sent to jail, but real lawyers, real experts, Joe Bannister, formerly the Treasury Department, Tommy Cryer, Joe Bannister, Larry B. Kraft, Michael Collins Piper, William Rodriguez, Jason Burmis, G. Edward Griffin. Call, get your tickets. They normally, in fact, I think the last two events they had sold out. 760-868-4271, 760-868-4271. Or livefreenow.org. That's livefreenow.org. It's coming up March 28th to the 31st in Irvine, California. Livefreenow.org or 760-868-4271. Great event. You don't want to miss it. And don't forget, I'm a filmmaker. I've made 18 films, in games out, available at Infowars.com. Get the DVD, make copies, get it out, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can get 3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check that out. Great broadcast. Great job to my producer today on the radio, Trey Kincaid. Great job to the whole crew, the stations, the affiliates, the listeners. God bless you all. Retransmission with Academy Award winner starts now. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.